نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Respected listeners, continuing with the proven prescriptions on steadfastness and a noble death. That's why we have explained three. The first one, that after every Farz Salah we read, ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Or the Sunnah Dua, يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. The second one, the second proven prescription is to read often, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث. And the third one that we discussed yesterday is the use of the miswak. Today, inshallah, as the Shaykh Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi has mentioned, the fourth prescription is to be grateful, to make shukr for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the favor and ni'mat and bounty of iman. Daily make shukr for this iman one possesses. Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ, that if you are grateful, if you make shukr, then لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, then most definitely I would increase you in my bounties. Nevertheless, respected listeners, we'll just touch on some pertinent points with regards to shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala contains in the Quran al-Kareem, and He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most graceful upon the entire nation, ala nas. Fadl ya means like His grace, His mercy. That the ulama explain, ay tafaddal alayna bifununil ala ma'a istihqaqina bi'afanil iqab. That, oh Allah, you continue to shower your blessings, your mercy and your bounties upon us, despite the fact that we are deserving of your punishment. We are deserving of your punishment, but yet, O Allah, you continue to shower your bounties and favors upon us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But most of the people, they are ungrateful. They are unappreciative. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَذْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةَ وَبَاطِنَةَ. Allah Ta'ala continues to shower upon us His all favors, whether it is apparent, whether hidden, all types of favors and ni'mats and bounties. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala favors upon us. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهَ لَا تُحْصُوَى. If you have to count and enumerate the blessings of Allah, it will be impossible for you to do so. Nevertheless, respected listeners, shukr is something which is very, very important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even tells Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُدَ شُكْرًا, that, oh, the household of Dawood alayhi salam, that express your shukr, be grateful to my favors. وَقَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, how few of my bandas and servants express the gratitude and appreciative of my favors. One person making tawaf around Kaaba Sharif in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, and he was making this dua, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel, oh Allah, make me amongst those few. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, that there are so many other duas you can make, why are you making this dua? What is your motive and intention by you reciting this dua? Explain to me. So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa qaleelu min ibadiya shakur, very few of my servants or my bandas make shukr. So I'm asking Allah, make me among those few. So it is imperative that we be grateful of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the dua, فَيَا مَنْ قَلَّ عِنْدَ نِعْمَتِهِ شُكْرِي فَلَمْ يَحْرُمْنِي. Oh, that being, oh, that one whose bounty is upon me, that my gratitude is so little, yet you do not deprive me. Day in and day out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us countless of bounties. In fact, one of the predictions of shaitan, when he was expelled from Jannah, he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, that you will find most of the people will be ungrateful to you. So the ulama explained that shaitan has many tricks up his sleeve. He has different plots and schemes to cause man to deviate from the right path. And one of those attacks of shaitan is through this path of a person not being grateful for the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected listeners, there are three levels of shukr. The first one, respected listeners, is to make i'tiraf and iqrar, to acknowledge and to admit that most definitely all these favors only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not because of my wealth, or because of my position, or because of my intelligence, or because of my position in society, that I deserve all this, na'udhu billah. It is only the favors of Allah. It is only Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and kindness upon you that Allah Ta'ala gives you all these favors and these bounties. So iqrar, to acknowledge. And the second one, respected listeners, is to say alhamdulillah. Oh, walak, Allahumma laka alhamdu, walaka shukru. To verbally, shukre, zubani, to make shukru, the tongue. To say alhamdulillah. Now let us analyze this and think for a moment that from the time we wake up till we sleep, from the time we are born till we leave this world, from the cradle to the grave, innumerable favors and bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering upon us. And then every action that when it is done, then a person should contemplate what is the dua. For example, a person wakes up, then the dua starts with alhamdulillah. A person, after relieving himself, he says, ghufranaka alhamdulillah. Again, the dua starts with alhamdulillah. After eating, so many sunnah duas starts with alhamdulillah. After drinking water, the dua starts with alhamdulillah. And a person sees someone else who is undergoing some trial, difficulty, hardships, he's got some sickness, some disease, that dua also to protect you to read, and you say alhamdulillah. So every dua you see, any action that is accomplished, for a person, for example, he does any good deeds in deen, here again alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. So many duas, this is showing that we are appreciating, that we are making iqrar with our zaban, and we say alhamdulillah. We, oh Allah, all praise belongs to you. And the poor person makes shukr. Shukr is such, respected listeners, it keeps that those bounties that a person is enjoying currently, it preserves it. It keeps it intact. And not only that, this shukr is a key to attracting other divine favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to make iqrar, to make shukr with the tongue is something very, very important. But the sum total of shukr is not only verbally. The ulama explained that that a person has to complement it. And that is the third level. That you use the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Allah ta'ala's obedience. For example, the health Allah has given you, the wealth Allah has given you, the energy Allah has given you, all the resources Allah has given you, your limbs, your eyes, your ears, your hands, your feet, your tongue, all this is to be used in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the expression of shukr in this manner. So this is something very, very important. Just to recap, one is to acknowledge the favors of Allah. The second is to make with the zaban, alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukru. The third thing is to use on the ni'mat and bounties in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Luqman alayhi salam, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. That, oh Luqman, we have given you hikmat and wisdom, so you can make shukr unto Allah. And then look at the benefits of it. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ, whoever is grateful, whoever is appreciative, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, then that that shukr of his is in his favor. But وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, and that person is ungrateful. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah is independent. Allah Ta'ala is full of praise. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of you. So this shukr helps us. It increases the bounties of Allah. It keeps those bounties intact. All those bounties, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala preserves it. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala increases those bounties. It is mentioned that our Shaykh Hazrat Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Daud Barakatuh, our Shaykh al-Hadith, he should tell us many places in India and Pakistan, you see written on the gates, or written on the bungalows, or written on the palatial homes, on the business, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي, that this is the puzzle of my Rabb, this is the grace of my Rabb. So Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Daud Barakatuh, explained that don't read further. What is written further? What is mentioned further? No doubt it is the fadl of Allah. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ, that these are a test for you, whether you are going to be grateful for his favors, or are you going to be ungrateful and unappreciative. So this is something very, very important, that a person makes shukr for the bounties of Allah. We'll just mention one waqia. Shaykh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion, he went barefooted to the masjid. He made wudu and he performed 2 rakat salah. And he started begging Allah, O Allah, grant me a pair of shoes. Shaykh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi, after exiting the masjid, he goes out, he sees a person without any feet, without any legs. He comes back into the masjid, and then he says, O Allah, and he begs Allah, O Allah, Allah, all shukr, all praise, and all favors are from you, and appreciation belongs to you, gratitude belongs to you. I am complaining, and I want shoes. Look at this person, he doesn't have any feet. O Allah, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka shukru kullu. O Allah, praise belongs to you, that you have given me at these feet. I am complaining, I don't have any shoes. This person doesn't have any feet. So look how we also it is mentioned in Hadith, Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum. Always look to those who are below you. Do not look to those above you. For example, you are living in a simple home. Do not look at those people who are living in palatial homes, double-story homes. If you got a simple car, do not look at that person who's got the latest fancy car, or the latest car in the market, a brand new car. So look to those below you. You are living in a simple home. Look to those people living in a cottage. Look to those people who are homeless. So many people don't have any homes. Look to that person who doesn't have a car. He's riding a bicycle. So many favors of Allah. If a person looks at it at this angle, then this person will appreciate the ni'mat and bounties. So always look to those who are below you when it comes to the ni'mat and bounties. Don't look to those above you, because this will you be making nashukri. Then this you will be belittling the favors and ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you make shukr, Allah Ta'ala will increase for you. But the warning comes from Allah, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ, if you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, my azab, my punishment is very, very severe. As I mentioned, one of Shaitan's attacks is through this path, that a person becomes ungrateful to the favors of Allah, and Shaitan attacks this person. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَأَمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What does Allah have to do with you, that He punishes you? If you make shukr and you are being perfect iman, then what does Allah need to punish you? In other words, if a person makes shukr, he is grateful for the favors of Allah, and he perfects his iman, then definitely, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا, most importantly and definitely, Allah is appreciative of whatever you do. Whatever you do, Allah Ta'ala appreciates it, and Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge over everything. So may Allah make us among the shakirin. And Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi, says, make shukr on this iman. and so many billions of people. Allah favored me and you with His great ni'mat of Iman. May Allah keep us safe of Iman. Take us away from this world with Iman. Resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Wa ameen wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.